Today's Shir in the Dear Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Hey Omud Beis. And we're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simen Reish Mem Dalet. We're starting towards the very top with Sif Gimel. We're in the middle of the halachos of what a non-Jewish person, a contractor, is allowed to do under various situations for a Jewish owner. Siv Gimel, the Mechaber says, Im banu einam Yehudim liYisrael bayis b'Shabbos be'iser. If Goyim built a house for a Jewish person and they worked on Shabbos in a way that is not permissible, the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot Yutes, Hainu, Shahaya b'kiboles u'besochatrum. We're talking here about that it was a contractual job, they were being paid by the job, so therefore it theoretically might be permissible, but it's within the trum, within the area of where the Jewish people are, and therefore the hu osur rak mishum marisayin. This was forbidden by the rabbis because of the concern of marisayin. Because the be'emes adaiti denar she'ovid, the chanal, because as we've already learned, technically there is nothing wrong. The goyish person is doing this for his own benefit. He's getting a job being paid for, and he could do this on Sunday, he could do this on Shabbos. He does it whenever he feels like doing it. So min hadin it's mutter, but because of marisayin, the rabbis restricted this, as we learned in the last couple of days. So that's what we're talking about over here, that he did it be'isser. But if it really was isser, the medina osser, that the hired the non-Jewish person to work specifically for him on Shabbos, so then that's not a marisayin isser. Yesh was a isser mitzad adin. That is a real isser over here, and bidyevet. And then in this situation, v'lo nochum bovad, if he went and did it, we don't just say, as we'll say in a moment, that one should be machmir and it's not right to live in such a house. Then, Kain Kosav Amogen of Rom, in this situation, V'chein Muchach Gam Kain Das Abach Linyan Schir Yom, V'chein Kosav Chayodim, all of these posts can hold, the B'schir Yom, Osir Medina Binyan Zeh, Shul Milsa de Befehesya, Lowly Olam. Then it would be actually forbidden for the Jewish person to ever live in this house, forever. And for other people, they'd have to wait the amount of time that this person worked on Shabbos, how long it would take to work, let's say work three Shabbosim, so you'd have to wait 3 days before somebody else could even live in it. As we learn, Shin Chav Hey Siv Dalet, Ayin Sham, go see over there. Now, the Yesh Mekilin, the Mishneh Berurah says that there is an opinion that is more Mekil over here. This is based upon the Taz, as he says in Siv Koton Chav Aleph in the Shaar Tzion. Daf b'chi haigavna eino osu midina kiim b'chdeish yasu. Even in this situation, it's only osu for that person for the amount of time that it took him to work on Shabbos to wait that longer period of time. Let's say it was three Shabbos, to wait 3 days afterwards, and then he could live in the house. And we'll discuss this when we get to that halacha. However, we'll see this in a moment in the Shaar Tzion. But let's first finish up the Mechaber over here. So, the Mechaber told us, if the Goyim came and they worked on Shabbos be'isser, so then the Mechaber says, Nochon lahachmir, a person should be machmir, shelo yikonsu bo, he shouldn't move into this house, he shouldn't enter there. As we just brought down, some say forever, some say b'chadei shiyasu. The Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Chof explains, V'achronim kosvu, how do we paskin over here? So the Achronim say, D'bidiyevet yesh lusmoch b'kablonus al das Rabbeinu Tam, umutu lo durbo afilu liatzmo. So we can rely upon the more lenient opinion over here, the Mishneh Berurah says, which is the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, that one could live there after a period of time, Kadesh Yasu. And likewise, with the chiseling of the stones that was done from yesterday's shear, that was done be'isser, v'tikun akoros, and the fixing of the beams, the shaping of the beams that was also done be'isser, im haya b'kablonus, if they were done in a generally permissible way, except the only issue was marisayin, yesh lahatir b'dievet l'shakom b'binyan. Then one could b'dievet use such stones or such beams. One can rely upon this more lenient opinion. So when we say over here, according to the Machmir opinion that the Mechaber brings down, that you shouldn't enter it, le'olam, it means for that person forever. He should not go into that place. And even other people shouldn't go in there. However, he is allowed to go and sell this to a non-Jewish person. It's not also b'hanah, it's just that he or any other Jew should not live in it over here because of this prohibition that the rabbis enacted over here, this gezerah, this takana over here, not to go and use such efforts. The Shaar Tzion, the Chofetz Chaim, writes in Siv Katan Chof Aleph that this was the opinion of the Taz, this Mekel opinion, the Stam, the Kosav, the Afilu Nasib, Isser Gomer, Ain Isser Medina, Rak Nochon Lahachmir. That the Mechaber wrote of here, it's proper, it won't be Machmir, but after the fact, B'dievet, one could rely upon the Mekel opinion, and that's what is written in Simon Shin Chof Hei. And it says over there, a case, what about, we said over there that you shouldn't go and be buried in a grave that was dug by a non-Jewish person on Shabbos. Everybody seemed to say that that was the case. That was because of it's a ganai, it's a terrible embarrassment of a person that he should be buried in such a grave that was publicly known that it was made through Chilul Shabbos for this person, as the Taz says over there. The issue for number 19 brings down. Even kishinivna rak miktsas habayis l'shabbos. We're not talking about the entire house was made on Shabbos. They only did a small part of it. They've been working on it for 3 weeks. So 3 of the days were Shabbos, and the other 18 days were not Shabbos. So he brings down for shelos teshuvos elav l'cho shlomo. Still, it's also to use this house. And according to the Machmer opinion, forever. According to Momeko opinion, kadesh yasu. Why? Because this whole thing is a knas. So we don't say batel barov. So even though the majority of the work was done beheter, we don't say batel barov because it's a penalty over here. And he further adds, this is the kavan of the Shulchan Aruch. Lo yitachen shenim dekol b'ayis b'machad. Nobody would have had a havamina that the entire house was built in one day. So therefore, when the Shulchan Aruch says over here that it's aser li'olam, so then he's obviously talking about even if only a small part of it was built on Shabbos. Then he mentions what happens if it was built, Rachmona Litzlan, by a Jewish person on Shabbos. So the Shelus Teshuvah Sigus Moshe, Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal, brings down L'chore Yesh Lesar Lehenos Menu, that you should also be Machmir over here and not live in such a house if a Jewish person built it for you on Shabbos. Shebemayis Shabbos Shenase De Yisrael, because technically the din is more lenient with a Jewish person doing work for you on Shabbos. We're not concerned that next time we'll do it for you again. So by a Goyish person, we say you have to wait Kadesh Yasu. If he cooked for you, he did something for you on Shabbos, you have to wait till that appropriate amount of time that it could have been done after Shabbos, so you don't benefit at all from the Goyish person doing it for you on Shabbos, because next time we'll do it for you again. But by a Jew, we're not concerned about that. And therefore, the din technically is more makel by a Jewish person doing work on Shabbos than by a non-Jewish person doing work on Shabbos for you. However, since the Moshe finds, he says this was done before Hesya, it's appropriate to be Machmir in this situation, at least Kadesh Yasu. But he leaves it with the Tzarech Iyan Ladina, because technically there is no such Isser when a Jewish person does work for you, Rachmona Litzlan, on Shabbos. On the other hand, Shevet Alevi, Rav Azaz Zatzal, brings down that this Isser is specifically for a non-Jewish person. And he says, technically, the din does not apply to a Jewish person, albeit he concludes that one should be Machmir if at all possible as well, because there was Chilul Shabbos involved over here. Finally, what happens if a Jewish person made for you a sukkah on Shabbos or Yontif? So Rav Moshe writes, "She'en lehikanes elel l'shem kiyum mitzvah sukkah." Then do not go and sit in that sukkah, even if there's no other sukkah available. It's wrong that it was made for you by the Jewish person on Shabbos or Yontif, and therefore do not use it. The issue for number 20 brings down, "Av shelegabi nochri shechofar kever b'Shabbos avu Yisrael." If a goyish person dug a grave for a Jewish person on Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Chav Hei says over there that the Jewish person is allowed to be buried in it, min hadin. So the Mogen Avraham writes, because that was davka kishechofar hanochri esakever me'atzbo. That's when the goy on his own did it, and the Jewish person didn't command him to do it. As opposed to over here, this is all being done with the command of the Jewish person, so one should be machmir. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, miyu, im his na Yisrael, imenu Yehudi, shalo laso, shalo malocha b'Shabbos. If the Jewish person appropriately told the non-Jewish person, do not do any of the work on Shabbos. Again, it's not talking about a schir yom. That would certainly be awesome medina. But it's talking about even in a kablona situation, which the Isser is only a rabbinical prohibition because of maris ayin. And the Jewish person told the goyish person, do not work for me on Shabbos. Unfortunately, Ve'enu Yehudi asaw bal karcho lamar l'hashem lato. The non-Jewish person said, I don't really care. I know I agreed with you and I wouldn't work on Shabbos, but I got another job that came up now, and if I finish your job today, then I can start working on the other job tomorrow, otherwise I'll lose the other job. So the goyish person doesn't listen to him and actually does the work on Shabbos for his own purposes and benefits. So then the Ramah says, ain lochush, then we don't have to be concerned about this. And he brings down the name of the Mordechai, the Rabbeinu Yerucham, and the Beis Yosef. And he says, this is also further discussed, Lekaman in Simon Tof Kuf Mem Gimel. Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Chav Beis explains, Rotsalomar, the Ramah is telling us over here, Sha'avaral Tino Shisno Imo Mikodim, that the non-Jewish person over here is breaking the agreement that they had made, that he would not work on Shabbos. And therefore, Alkein Ein Lo Lochush Lezeh, therefore, we don't have to be concerned in this situation. And what does that mean? He doesn't even have to protest that the non-Jewish person is now working for him on Shabbos in what would otherwise be a permissible way, except for Marisayim. But here, since he made it tonight that you're not supposed to work on Shabbos, we don't have to be concerned about this. And this is what came Muchach b'Mordechai v'Riv she'im Makor Dinze. And that's what the Rabbeinu Yerucham, that's the Riv over here, and the Mordechai, who are the source of this din, Shuvah Beis Yosef Lekama, that are brought down in the Beis Yosef, as I just mentioned. The Chayim Muchach Mevir Hagrot, and this is also the opinion of Vilna Gaon. Then he says, Ayin B'Morgan Avram, Shem Mefakbik B'Obedin said, the Morgan Avram disagrees with this very strongly. He says, the Kevin Shu Mechubar, since this is attached to the ground, this is a house, Favi Milsa V'Fahesya, and it's a publicly known thing. So then, Ika Chashoda, we do have to be concerned about Marisayin over here, that people are going to suspect him, the Rome Shalo Yedu Shehisna, that the people seeing this are not going to know that he made such a Tanai, and they're going to say that he had Schir Yom, he had workers working for Medavka on Shabbos. So the Mogen Rosh says this kula is not acceptable. And he says, V'chein be'el Yerabba, niskash al ikor din shel Mordechai. El Yerabba also disagrees with the basic premise of the Mordechai, and therefore he also concludes, V'al kein, ein lohoka was there. Both the Morgan of Raman and the El Yerabba say one shouldn't rely upon this kula. Ella, what should you do? Ella yira lim choslo. You should try and protest and say, please don't work on Shabbos, as we agreed. Ulamano mi pulaso. And you have to stop him, if possible, from working for you on Shabbos. Even though technically, again, it's a kablonis, it's permissible, but because of the marasayin concern, even though you would agree to on it beforehand, you should still try and protest and get him to stop working. Because of El Yerabba, however, does add the mikom makom nirishen sorach litin lehem mos kadei shifsuku. Well, you have to try to stop him from doing the work in a nice way. You're not mechuyev to say, okay, here's another $100. Don't work for me today, because kiven shebekach hisna mitchila v'nitzuchu lekach v'nirtzu lekach. Since you did agree with it, and they agreed with it in return that they're not going to work on Shabbos, so ad kan devarav. You don't have to go any further, and that's the end of his words. The El Yerabba says you should try to have him stop. If you can't get him to stop without paying him, you're not mechuyev to pay him extra, because you did agree beforehand that he wouldn't work on Shabbos, and he agreed to that as well. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Umashem v'lashonu." It appears from the language of the El Yerabba, "Diem lo hisna mitchila," that if you didn't make such an agreement beforehand, "Ein dai b'mecha also bavad." Now you come to the house. You see, he's starting to come there with his truck and arrive. You can't say at that point, "Oh, please don't work." And he says, "No, I would like to work. I have another job, and I need my men today to finish off over here." That would not be enough in that situation to just protest. In that situation, since you didn't make it tonight beforehand, "Elatzorich lefazir mima osov kidei shiyifsuku." You have to go and spend money to get him to stop. You say, "Okay, well, you're going to lose the other job, that's another $100, so here's $100 to stop you from working today. So even if you lose the job tomorrow, I already paid you for it, so you're coming out the same." The reasoning is, v'nira shetamo de pasha. The reason the El Yerabba, according to Mishnah Berurah, says that you have to do this in that situation is because you were negligent. The havali lahasnos mitchila. You should have made such a tanai, an agreement beforehand, and you didn't, so therefore we punish you. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, v'tzarech ilan ledin. He says, I don't know, lemaisa, if that really is the halacha or not. If you look in Tirshu, foot number 21, he says, "Ulinin scharo shalosa kain." If you look at the tremendous reward that a person is going to get for doing such a thing, being zahir on Shabbos over here, the Kafa Chaim brings out a fascinating story about a rich person who spent a lot of money making sure that the non-Jewish workers did not work for him on Shabbos, even in a way maybe he could have taken advantage of a kula. And a fire broke out in the city, and it destroyed many of the towns with the fire, and it was about to destroy his house, but the wind changed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the wind change, and his house was saved, miraculously. And he adds, if this is the reward that you get in this world, imagine the reward that you're going to get in the world to come for being careful about Shemiras Shabbos. The issue foot number 22 brings down that if you hired a Jewish contractor over here, he's unfortunately not from, and you arranged, of course, with him that he shouldn't work on Shabbos, and he shouldn't have his workers work on Shabbos, but unfortunately he didn't listen to you. So then Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and the Igros Moshe writes, Shekivan Shiesh B'Kachesed, since you would end up losing money over here, and you did make a deal that he shouldn't work on Shabbos, so there's no problem of Lifnei Iver over here, even though he doesn't know, but you told him you can't work on Shabbos, you warned him, do not work on Shabbos, in this situation you're allowed to enter into the house. He does suggest that you should wait, Kidei Shiyasu. You should wait ideally until the amount of Shabbosim, let's say you work 3 Shabbosim, that you wait 3 days until you move into the house. And then you can go into the house without any concerns. Then he adds, "Ba'ofen sh'over balabayis l'fe'iver." What about in the case where you didn't warn him not to work on Shabbos? You just assumed he wouldn't work on Shabbos, and he doesn't know better, and never he worked on Shabbos. So in this situation, he still says, "Mikol mokum ein b'kachsi b'leso l'gubibayis." You don't have to restrict the person from living in that house forever. And he says, this is especially true nowadays when everybody knows that you contract out a job to build a house, not by pay you $10 a day, but you're paying $100 for the entire job, so everybody knows it's kablonis today anyway. Then he says, what about if the Baal HaBayis made a condition that the workers can't work on Shabbos? But he's not sure, did he or did he not strongly enough tell them that they can't work on Shabbos? And now he has charot, he sees the workers out there on Shabbos. Oh, if only I had paid them, if only I told him a little bit more strictly, if only I had given a penalty if they work on Shabbos. So the Shevet HaLevi Zatzal Rav Ozner says that in this situation, Ein b'yodeinu l'hachmir misafik. You don't have to be concerned over here. Maybe this, maybe that. He says, Kivin she'etzem halacha zu einu mikra din, since the bottom line is, you technically could live in this house, so one doesn't min hadin have to be machmir. He says, very nice, nochon l'hachmir, if you can, but mikra din, you would be allowed to move right into the house. Now to go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber says, Meleches Parhesio, if you do a public work for a Jewish person, I feel b'matatlin, even if it's movable property. For example, Kagon Svino, Hayadu Yisrael, you take a Jewish person's boat, it says on it, Am Yisrael Chai, and that's the Jewish person's name of his boat. So everybody knows that that's a Jewish person's boat. Dino Kamo Meleches Mechuber. Then it has the same halachas that we've talked about for the last couple of days. It doesn't only apply to a house, doesn't only apply to a field, it would also apply in this situation to metaltalin like a boat. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkotn Chav Gimel, Ein Myrish Oso Oso. We're not talking about that he does the boat in the Jewish person's backyard. He's working on the boat there. Because in that situation, then even if we're saying that it is pure metalpilin, it would still be osur, as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem, Kidimuchach, Besim, and Reish, and Besiv, Beis, the af be metalpilin also saw Birishus Yisrael. You can't work in the Jewish person's house on his stuff on Shabbos. So here we're talking about Elamai Rishol Bevei. So obviously we're talking about here that the boat's not in the Jewish person's house. Then he says, "V'ayim b'morgin Avraham Sharachon." Look at the morgin Avraham other Achronim. The davkim oses asfina b'mokum goli mefursim. This is only if he's working on this in a public place that other people can see that he's working on the Jewish person's boat, which is obviously a Jewish person's boat. The imbitzina, if he does it in a private garage, ain lahachmir. But then you don't have to be concerned about this. Kidemuch b'simin reishim bevei sifkim. As we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem over there as well. Sif hey, the Mechaber says, "Im sochar in Yehudi l'shano l'shtayim." If you hire out a person, like on a retainer, for a year or two for working for you, he should be writing something for you, or that he should make a garment for you. Then this non-Jewish person is allowed to work in his own place, writing for you, or weaving for you on Shabbos in his own place. Because this is no different than any kablonis situation. He's allowed to do it at any time that he wants. Of course, this includes that he can say that I'm counting on you. This is 20 days work in this two or three Shabbosim in this 20 days, and you have to have it done. So that wouldn't be good. And likewise, he can't do the work in the Jewish person's house. He has to do it in the non-Jewish person's house. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chavdal explains, Kosev HaMogen Avram. This the opinion over here, the Mogen Avram says, is the opinion of the Rambam. We'll see tomorrow, Shia, that there's an opinion that disagrees with the Rambam derived. And here, the Mogen Avram writes, Kavonas HaRambam, Kidera Chasorim, Sheyesh lohem sofer miyuchad ochayit miyuchad. This is like the offices that have for themselves their own personal stenographer or their own personal tailor over here that they have on retainer. That whenever he needs him, he's automatically available. He doesn't have any other clients. He's only this person's client, so he's sitting a lot of the time doing nothing. Because he's being paid to be this guy's personal stenographer or personal weaver, so he can't work for anybody else. He's always available to the Jewish person. So in this situation, now he's working for you, but he's working for himself. The Jewish person is working for himself. So if he's doing something in his own house and it's not clearly recognizable that he's doing it for the Jewish person, there's no befarhesi over here. He can do whatever he wants. The Jewish person says, you got to get me this drawback. Whenever you get it back, it's fine. The Jewish person is not telling him, but Dafka, do this over here on Shabbos. If he wants, we can do it tomorrow or any other time. And the Jewish person is not benefiting in any way from the fact that the work is on a Shabbos. He says, I need this by next Tuesday. So if you want to work Saturday, work Saturday. You want to work Sunday, work Sunday. You want to work Monday, work Monday. So in this situation where it's a retainer, it's not a problem. But if he has him available every day, so then even the Rambam says, also Rav Rambam, lichtov lo b'Shabbos, it's not going to work for you on Shabbos, because then you're benefiting directly from him working for you on Shabbos. Even though you may allow him time off, so he could theoretically be off Shabbos, so in this situation, you are definitely benefiting from him working, because if he's going to take off a different day, so then he's going to have to work for you on Shabbos. But the Taz disagrees over here with the Morgan Avraham and says, even in this situation, since he could take off another day, if he wants to work on Shabbos, that's still called Kablanus over here. You don't really care which day he takes off, he's entitled to take off some time. But if he says you have to work me 7 days a week, then everybody would say that it's also certainly the Rambam as well. Because that would be as if he commanded him to work specifically for him on Shabbos. The Taz further says, if you tell him there's a certain time restriction on it, then it's like you're telling him you have to work on Shabbos. He gives me 3 days work and it's Friday, so he has to do Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, so you can't say, well, do it on Saturday night and Sunday and Monday. Technically, there are enough hours in the days that are in Shabbos that he could work. If he works the rest of the whole night, Saturday night, he doesn't have to work Saturday morning. Nevertheless, as if you commanded him to do it on Shabbos. This is the opinion of the Prima Gadim as well, and also agreed to by the El Yerabba. We say, the Mishnah Berurah just says that language we have over here, Kain Tzorech Lomar, Harei Zeh V'chulei, is correct. Then Sivkon Chavav, Shlo Yachshov, Yimo, you're not allowed to tell him, Rosh Lomar, Shlo Yedaktik, Olav, Imavat, Lezi Yom, Imlachto. Now I tell him specifically we're on Shabbos, you don't care when it's done, so if he wants to work on Shabbos, that's his choice. Sivkon Chav Zayim, Beveis Yisrael, he can't work in the Jewish person's house, the Bezeh Afilu Kablon, is Gemur, also even if it's a full job type of its contract, you can't do this, as we will learn, Tzashem Learn, Kid the Kabbalah, Simon, Reishon, and Beis. That concludes today's shir.